One thing I struggle with a lot is I think being content with the friendships that I've created, and I think sometimes I expect the same energy that I put out, not the same amount of work, but like energy that I put up into, you know, my relationships and friendships. And sometimes when people don't match that energy, it's hard to feel appreciated and valued as their friend. And I understand, like, people show they care in different ways, and it doesn't mean that they're not putting in enough work. But sometimes I think we use that thought as a way to justify all our friendships and justify people being bad friends, because maybe it just isn't about how they express things differently and what they're comfortable with and stuff like that. Maybe it is just that maybe they're not a bad friend, but they're a bad friend for you, and they're a bad friend for me. They're not someone that is compatible in that way for you. And of course, like, all friends are different, and I hope that I am different from my friends, and there's a diversity of thoughts and how people act and how people feel and how people show their appreciation, etc., etc. But sometimes we need to not look at friendships the way we look at relationships with, like, a significant other, but to apply some of those elements to friendships, because sometimes we're definitely more critical of significant other relationships because that person is supposed to be, like, one of the closest people in your life, and it makes sense why we do that. And not all friendships are meant to be super close. Some friends are just gym buddies. Some friends are just math class buddies. Some friends are just, you know, you're not going to be too close with them, but you're friends, and you're friendly with each other, and you can laugh, and you can, and, like, be friends and be friendly and have those, like, deeper moments, but also just be very, very friendly towards one another, and you don't know too much about them and stuff like that. And you don't need to apply those, like, elements to, or, like, not elements, maybe critiques that you would use in a significant other relationships to those more surface level friendships. But I think it would be appropriate to use some of those critiques that you would use in a significant other relationship towards, like, friendships that are a little closer, because sometimes we hold on to those close friendships if they've reached that certain point, whether through just compatibility or longevity or anything like that. We had to stop and think, how closer do I want this person to be? How closer do I want to be with this person? How much more work should I put in? How much longer should I hold on to that friendship or that level of closeness? And when should I distance myself? When should I realize that maybe this closeness between this person and I isn't compatible or isn't gonna work? Maybe it's something that, that just isn't gonna work super well. And yeah, I think it's important to evaluate some of our closer friendships in that way. If you're questioning it, if you're not, then don't, you know. If it's a healthy close friendship, of course, like, you don't need to think about these things. But if a close friendship, a lot of things happening in the hallways. But if a close friendship has you questioning things and questioning your how you feel about that relationship and how you feel about how that person is treating you, or how that person is, like, or their actions, like, you're starting to question if those actions can be, that are making you uncomfortable, can be excused, or if those actions and repeated actions are something that is gonna hurt you in a way that isn't worth making that friendship closer, and, like, holding on to that friendship might be hurting you and them more than you realize and think, because with a significant other relationship, it's fairly easier to let go of them when you realize that they aren't serving you the right way, or you aren't serving them the right way, or it just isn't working out and you aren't compatible in that way. Because that closeness is important with a significant other relationship, and if that closeness isn't working, that person, maybe they aren't a bad person and maybe you aren't a bad person at all, is not gonna be the best person for you in that role. And I think close friendships also have that similar kind of standards, where a close friend should be more compatible to you than other friendships. You can be friends with anybody. Like, I feel like it can be easy to be friends with anybody. But the people who are closer to you and the people you choose to share things with and be closer to need to be more compatible to you, or need to bounce off with your, like, be compatible with your energy, I guess. And you need to be compatible with theirs. So it's also, like, your element to the bigger puzzle piece. And yeah, so I've been thinking about that lately, and one of my closer friendships, and I think I've come to the conclusion that this person and I aren't meant to be close friends. I don't think that I think we can make fine friends, but not close friends. I think I am a person that doesn't check the boxes for her, and she is not a person that can give me what I need from a close friend. So, and, like, close friends have certain privileges, not privileges, but, like, just, yeah, privileges that other friends don't have. So it's like, you need to show more support as a close friend to someone else, and they also need to show more support for you than you would expect from just, like, another not as close friend. So yeah, I've been thinking about it, and I think that I know that person and I probably aren't compatible as close friends, And compatibility doesn't mean that you're so different in interests and thoughts and feelings or whatever, but there's like fundamental things in how you approach life and how you approach friendships and relationships that can determine compatibility in that way. And I don't think we're compatible in that way, and it doesn't mean I'm a bad person or she's a bad person, but maybe we're bad people to each other with this kind of relationship, and that's okay. I think I'm happy I realized this because I've done a lot of beating myself up thinking that, you know, what can I change and like how can I be that person that she needs me to be, but I realize that I can't be that person because I'll never change myself in that way to check all those boxes for her. And I don't think that she has shown or she will check all those boxes for me. And there's not many boxes. It's just like very fundamental things. And I think I deserve better. I think she does too. And it's weird to talk about our friendship this way because it's like, it's not a relationship, but, you know, the closeness of it needs to be evaluated. And I think we can still be friends and like hang out with our group of friends and like have a good time. I don't think that's gonna change, but I think I'm gonna stop expecting her to actually be able to check the off those boxes in the future. And I think I'm gonna remove myself from her life a little bit, and I don't think I'm gonna pry anymore or try to reach out any more than I do. I don't think I'm willing to put in that work anymore, which is shitty to say because it's like, well, the work you put in determines the relationship, right? But I feel like I've already done that. I've already put in that excess work. I've already tried, I think. And I don't think she's done the same. And I don't think that makes her a bad friend. I think that she just approaches friendship in a different way. In a much too different way, I think. And it's not her fault. And it's not my fault, I don't think. So I think what's best is just to talk it out and like, I think, distance ourselves from each other a little bit. And that's okay, I think. Yeah, friendship is hard, and I appreciate all the friendships I have, whether or not we're super close or not. People are really fun to talk to. It's good to have a lot of different, you know, people in your life, and like, because like different people and what they like and their knowledge is like a different window into so many different things. So it's really cool. But sometimes you need to value yourself more and value what you are looking for with a close friend. And yeah. Anyways, that is my thoughts for tonight.